Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening for Lehigh Valley Discourse. Our topic this evening is one that I think will interest everyone in the Lehigh Valley. It is about the upcoming 2020 census. As a matter of fact, you may not think it's upcoming because you've been hearing a lot about it, but officially it will kick off in your mailbox on April 1st, which is a crazy day, I think, for this to hit our mailboxes. But anyhow, this census is a nationwide population count, and it's taken every 10 years. So this year will be the 23rd time that this census has been taken in our country. And as I said, it kicks off in April. And since 2005, the census had added a long form to it, which is called the American Community Survey, which goes into a lot more detail. And we're going to be talking about that as well as the regular census this evening so that you have a really good idea of what the census is about and what the implications are if we don't have a true count. There's been a lot of debate about things within the census, like the question of citizenship, and I'm not sure that I have it all straight. So I'm looking forward to my guest this evening helping to straighten me out. That's Megan Briggs. She's the director of the Community Investments for Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, and Erica Riddle Petrozelli, who is a CPA, Associate Vice President of Philanthropy at the foundation as well. So I would like to welcome both of these ladies to the show tonight. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Sure. Good evening. Thank you.
Glad to have you both here. I would like it if you could just share a little bit with our listeners about your background and what got you to the Lehigh Valley as far as back here as residency, but with the Community Foundation as well. If you could start, Megan, and just share with our listeners, that would be great.
Sure. So I'm the Director of Community Investments at the Community Foundation, as you've said. I interact primarily with the region's nonprofits to really develop our grant strategy and to understand how we can make the biggest impact with our philanthropic dollars. In order to do that well, I'm often out in the field and meeting with nonprofits and community partners to really understand the needs of the region. My background is that I've worked in a lot of different types of organizations in the nonprofit field, from the very small grassroots organizations to these larger systems thinking organizations distributing federal dollars at the city level. I'm coming from Philadelphia, okay. And I came to the Lehigh Valley in 2017. And I was really excited about making the shift to private philanthropy and really working with philanthropists on how to make the biggest impact with their dollars. Since I joined the foundation in 2017, we've been intensely focused on how to use our discretionary dollars in the most effective way. And so we have two big initiatives right now. One is called the Nonprofit Effectiveness Pilot, which is basically working with different organizations on how to build their internal infrastructure so that they can make an bigger impact. Okay. And I'd love to come back here and talk to you one day about that initiative, because it's been really exciting work. And then the other initiative that we're working on is this civic engagement census 2020. And that's what we're here to talk to you about today.
Okay, great. Great. Wonderful. I'm excited to learn more about the effectiveness because I've been in nonprofits a lot, so we'll have to talk about that later. That's great. And Erica, please let our listeners know who you are and how you got here.
Yeah, thanks again for having me here. So my background is I grew up in Bethlehem and attended Lehigh University. And upon graduation, I moved away and then eventually found my way back to Lehigh Valley, as many of us do. Mm-hmm. And so I joined the Community Foundation in 2014. And since that time, I've been working with the Community Foundation donors on establishing charitable vehicles in their name so that they can give most effectively and efficiently to community causes. So in my role, I work closely with Megan on understanding the issues of our community and understanding how to share those issues and connect donors to those issues so they can make an impact.
Terrific. Wow. You know, as I looked at the staffing when I was preparing for the show, mm-hmm. you've got quite an energetic team there. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Before I ask Erica to talk a little bit more about just sort of an overview of the Community Foundation, I just wanted to let you know, listeners, that as a means of disclosure, Lehigh Valley Community Fund is an underwriter of WDIY. Okay, Erica, tell us a little bit more about sort of the overview. I mean, you guys have given us some specific nuggets of what you do, mm-hmm. but there's others within the organization, and can you share?
Yeah, sure. So as a community foundation, in its simplest form, we're a community endowment. So we're here to permanently support the Lehigh Valley across a wide range of causes. And so there's community foundations actually across the country, hundreds of them, that manage lots of charitable assets on behalf of donors and invest wisely into their communities. And that's what we've been doing here since 1967. Mm-hmm. So we're over 50 years old. We help over 240 different individuals or families manage their philanthropic assets. And what really makes a community foundation different from other foundations or nonprofits is our focus on, one, the connection between donors and the community, and that idea of place-based giving. So we're here in the Lehigh Valley. We're serving the Lehigh Valley. We have this community knowledge and this leadership in the same place, supporting donors who want to give to this place. Mm-hmm. So it's really that focus on being here that makes us quite different. And so we offer this personalized service to donors, the community knowledge, and leadership across certain issues like the census today.
Yeah. And as I read, you also provide advice to your donors as the best way to contribute to mm-hmm. the community as well. So even though they might have a philanthropic idea that they want to do, but for tax purposes or whatever, estate purposes, mm-hmm. you need to have that expertise as well, correct?
Right. So that's the more technical side of things. But yes, so yeah. In my role, and as you mentioned before, Sally, as a CPA, I'm able to work with donors' financial advisors or estate planning attorneys or other CPAs to be able to identify the assets that are best to be given mm-hmm. In their current situation, and then the timing of giving out those dollars to the community. So we're very much a connector, and we do have that technical expertise.
All right. Well, that's great. We're so fortunate to have this organization, and it was the 50th anniversary last year was the reason that your executive director was on WDIY. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten it was 50 years. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Let's just start talking about the census, because that's what our focus is today. Mm-hmm. So we know that the census is coming or en route, and we really want to focus, just like the Community Foundation, on Lehigh Valley and what the census means to us. So if you could please explain, why is it so important to the Lehigh Valley that the census be done and done correctly?
Yeah, sure. So I think at its most basic, the founding fathers began the census because they really valued evidence-based policymaking. And so that's important to keep at the center. And so particularly for the Lehigh Valley, what's important is that it's really our story. We're really telling our story of who we are in the Lehigh Valley through the census. It's more than just a data set. It's more than a headcount. It's really about who we are as the Lehigh Valley and how we see ourselves. And so it tells the rest of the state and the rest of the country, you know, our economic resilience, our population growth, and just our strength and diversity. It's how we are really going to be accounted for in history as well. And so if we don't tell our community story accurately, then I think it puts us all at risk.
Okay. And this information that we get, although it tells the story to everyone throughout the nation, it's very important for those like Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, mm-hmm. the counties, et cetera, to have a handle on that as well. So it's very specific to helping us out as it occurs, correct?
Yes. So more tangibly speaking, the census is really important because it determines the allocation of federal dollars for our community. And it also really boils down to how many congressional representatives that our community has. And so for both those reasons, it's really important that we have a complete and accurate count. So I'll give you some examples around the federal allocation. So there are about 325 federal programs that are very sensitive to the federal dollars. So there's $800 billion on the federal level that's allocated across the states. The state of Pennsylvania receives $39 billion. And what's important to know is that $800 billion amount isn't going to increase based on the country's population. So the census is important because it basically determines how big of a piece of a pie that we receive out of that $800 billion.
Okay. Is there, where does Pennsylvania, do you think, Megan, rank with the other states? Are we like in the average or, I mean, if you divide $830 billion by 50, I'm not quite sure what that comes out to in my head, but are we okay? Are we not, are we on the low end?
I think that in the 2010 census, we received a sufficient amount with our numbers, but we're very concerned about going into the 2020 census due to a lot of different factors at play.
Okay. And there was something in the literature, and if we can explain this a little bit for our listeners, that in 2010, we didn't have full response. There was, I guess, a consideration of maybe 30% or something like that figure didn't respond to the in-the-mailbox return of the census. Doesn't mean that our total non-response was 30%, but that's a fair amount. Are you projecting 2020 to be anything differently, or are you using that as sort of a gauge as you go forward?
Yes. So what we're able to do is use the Census Bureau tools. They have a map called the ROW map. There's also another map called Hard to Count map. And using both of those maps, we sort of overlay them and we look at specific areas that have not responded in the past and are therefore forecasted to have low response rates going into 2020. And we basically know that there are a lot of census tracts, specifically in Center City, Allentown, and the south side of Bethlehem, and also westward of Easton, that are particularly vulnerable to an undercount. And so knowing this, we are trying to focus our strategies around these particular areas.
Okay. And based on the 2010, we lost two congressional seats in Pennsylvania because our population wasn't sufficient for that, correct?
Yes. So we've continued to lose seats, congressional seats in the House of Representatives. And we are predicted to lose another House of Representatives seat after the 2020 census. And that's primarily due to our population growth rate has declined. But if we don't have accurate numbers, then we will continue to lose representatives, which then is like a cyclical effect because we basically won't have representation in Washington to really fight for what the community's needs are.
Right. So it really is sort of like a slippery slope here because and then the representatives that we do have, their territories are expanded and they have to cover a lot more than maybe they can really focus on and help. Wow. Okay. So listening, everybody, you get this in the mail on April 1st and please fill it out because we need to have everybody counted. Let's talk about the one issue, the privacy, the confidentiality of the information, that seems to be one of the big concerns of especially non-citizens and, you know, afraid that somebody like is going to get a hold of that and they'll be exported or whatever. How do you feel about the confidentiality factor with this and what's going on with the 2020 census?
So we've in the past have seen privacy and confidentiality show up specifically a lot in rural places, in rural areas. And then we've also seen that show up a lot in areas where there's a higher percentage of immigrant families residing. And that tends to be mostly in urban places. So it's been an issue in rural and urban places. Going into this 2020 census, we are seeing that it's become becoming more widespread across the general population. And that is due to one factor of that the census is going to shift to a primarily online strategy.
Okay.
So this is the first time that that's actually happening, that it's going online. And so that really increases the risk involved in terms of people's confidentiality, in terms of, you know, phishing scams or, you know, data breaches, doing misinformation campaigns, all of those things. The positive sides of it going online is that it will potentially be more inclusive, mm-hmm. And accessible and a lot more efficient. So, but basically, because we know that this confidentiality issue is really becoming more widespread, then we have really worked with partners to think about the best strategies moving forward. And what we have really learned is that what we need to do is connect with community leaders that are already in those neighborhoods that are particularly vulnerable to undercount in order to make sure that they have the resources, so funding and training, necessary to really connect with their neighbors and deliver the message of why the census is so important and what they can do. So it's really only when people from these areas are able to hear this message from credible leaders in their community that they're able to really understand the importance of the census.
Well, it's interesting. I remember back in 1960, you guys weren't around then, but in 1960, my mother took the census in our town. Mm-hmm. And that was an area of sort of interest, but concern at that point, because mm-hmm. you had your neighbors doing the actual asking the questions and reporting the questions. And so in addition to the online, I'm sure there's some training going on for those individuals that are in those communities that might be sort of out there surveying, correct?
Yes. So the Census Bureau is also making a big push to hire people that are from the community and make sure that they're out there. Because basically, if someone from the community is coming to your door, and then that other person will actually respond to that door knock if mm-hmm. they're familiar with their face and, mm-hmm. and know who they are. Mm-hmm. And so the Census Bureau is definitely making that push. And we as a community foundation, you know, our initiative definitely focuses on organizations that are located within these areas that we can work with and partner with to train their staff to be out in the community as also those credible messengers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've just started hit the surface here of this 2020 discussion, and we're going to take a short break right now. My guests tonight are Megan Briggs, who's Director of Community Investments, and Erica Riddle Petrozelli, who is Associate Vice President of Philanthropy. Both are from the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. This is Sally Hanlon for Lehigh Valley Discourse.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, this is Sally Hanlon, and you're listening to 88.1 WDIY's Lehigh Valley Discourse with our guests this evening, Megan Briggs, who's Director of Community Investments, and Erica Riddle Petrozoli, who's Associate Vice President of Philanthropy. Both are at Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. We are discussing the upcoming 2020 census and its importance to our Lehigh Valley region. And before the break, a little bit, we were talking about some of the issues related to the census and not having it done correctly, like losing congressional seats and losing funding and that type of thing. But before we get into more of that sort of direct impact, as I was researching and looking at the history of the census, which I said in the beginning was this is our 23rd, I found it interesting that an area that had been of concern for the 2020 was also something that was addressed back in 1820, which was citizenship. And then Megan sort of brought me up to date with what happened with that whole issue. Could you share with our listeners what you shared with me?
Sure. So the citizenship question was on the census up until the 1950s. And then they removed that question, and instead it's been on the American Community Survey, which is done annually and only to a select population of the United States. It's not a headcount of every single resident. So the citizenship question has not been on the short form since the 1950s.
Okay, interesting. So let's talk short form, long form. I didn't know, and you just said that the long form is annually. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So could you share with our listeners the differences and how they're used?
Sure. Yeah, so the basic difference is that the 2020 census is a headcount of every single person living in the United States, where the American Community Survey is really a sample of the population, and it's trying to get at the social and economic trends of communities. What's important is that the American Community Survey relies on the census data. So that census data is really the baseline of every person living in the United States. And it's done every 10 years, whereas American Community Survey is done continuously. And annually, so we can get a better sense of data in our communities.
And that's to a select group is the long form. So mm-hmm. somebody doesn't have to be worried about completing both.
Well, technically, if you are selected to do the American Community Survey, then you are required to also do the American Community Survey.
Okay.
So there's a lot more questions on the American Community Survey than the Census 2020 form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that I have used that forum a lot in researching marketplaces, target markets for my business clients.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's really important.
And there's so much wealth of information in there that you wouldn't think about in driving time to work and how many people in household mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the census data is so important, more than just to government or philanthropy, but businesses. Mm-hmm. They rely on this consumer data, really. You know, where to open a new store,
right.
What the workforce looks like. And these are data points that go into every sector of business and into many important decisions. So in the census, every 10 years really puts a stake in the ground, to which the American Community Survey then, you know, can build projections and do some updates. But it's important that we get this every 10-year count right, so that looking forward, businesses can use this data and make the projections that they need.
Okay, and you guys probably don't know this answer, but especially since the online portion is coming this year for the first time, mm-hmm. should we have results sooner than in the past, or are they not saying? I mean, we always seem to get the census information like mm-hmm. several years after it seems to be taken.
Well, they're running on the same timeline, so the census will be available April 1st,
mm-hmm.
And then they'll be doing non-response follow-ups through June, and then they'll deliver that data to the White House by the end of the year, you know, December 2020.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure exactly when the reports will come out. But probably, in 2021.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. pretty fast. I didn't think it was that fast. Every time I look at census information, it seems like it's a couple years old because it just got it. But anyhow, on the American Community Survey, the more detailed one, it really helps us out with funding some of our nonprofits, doesn't it, as far as knowing what our community looks like and the aspects, correct? That gives us some real data for you know, our nonprofits to use?
Yes, so both the census data and the American Community Survey are really important because it gives us data not only in the for-profit sector, but also in the nonprofit sector. So we as philanthropists look at that to really understand the economic issues and the social issues in the Lehigh Valley in order to understand how to best use our funds. And so if we don't have accurate data, then we might not be funding the right issues or the right areas with the right tools.
Okay, and that's the basis for why Lehigh Valley Community Foundation is engaged in the 2020 census?
That's part of it, yeah. I mean, that's obviously a really big piece is you know, understanding the impact of our dollars. But an even bigger piece is the federal allocation that we're talking about, you know, that $39 billion that Pennsylvania receives. If we don't have an accurate count, we may not get our correct allocation from the government for important programs like the free reduced lunch at schools or community block grants and things like that. And so if we aren't getting those dollars from the federal government, then who steps in? It puts a strain on nonprofits, and the nonprofits would turn to their donors for additional funding. And so there's no way that individuals or foundations or families can fill the gap from the federal government. It would just be too big. And so in an effort to get ahead of that and to make an impact with our dollars today so that in the future we can use those dollars with even more impact and not filling a federal gap, we are focusing on the census. And that's really the two pieces.
Okay. And for our listeners to be able to understand, if we miss ahead in the counting, that equates to $2,093 per year of federal funding that we're missing. Is that correct? That's the estimate?
Yes. So particularly those populations that may use one of these 325 federal programs, that every person that we miss, that costs the region $2,093 per person per year.
Okay, and just think about it, listeners. If we had, and I know the 30% figure is high and it's going to, you know, not necessarily put a good gauge on it, but this is could be tens of millions of dollars that the Lehigh Valley, correct, is missing out on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and just for an example of the federal dollars that support some of the Lehigh Valley programs, we received $10 million in SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Our school districts receive a lot of funding in Title I grants and education. So we receive about $37 million in these Title I grants and special education. So there are really big tangible impacts that will could really affect these populations if we don't receive the federal funds.
And that's not a gap that philanthropy can fill.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm just thinking community block grants, because I know that there's been a lot of shuffling in our local cities because of having decreased funding there. And what do you do, and how do you use what you have? And so a lot of programs aren't getting addressed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. So again, you know, April 1st, look in your mailbox and return it right away so we make sure that we get our fair share here. The other thing that we mentioned in our conversation before is that the Census Bureau itself is maybe struggling a little bit with getting complete funding for what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason that maybe the Community Foundation has sort of stepped up to help engage others so that we can fill that void as well, correct?
Right. Yeah, there are definitely some worrisome trends for 2020 compared to the 2010 count. Community foundations across the country have actually, you know, kind of put out a national call to get involved. Okay. And so we in the Lehigh Valley, as Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, we are responding to that call for community foundations to step up. We know our place best, and we're able to connect to philanthropy to help address some of these trends or get ahead of some of these trends for 2020, which Megan can comment on specifically. And so that's some of the background there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Census Bureau is underfunded, which will basically impact the amount of offices they have around the country, the amount of field workers that they have to do follow-up on non-response. It will affect the marketing and publicity campaigns in order to make people aware of the census. And then it also has affected testing, so that, wow, you know, especially when it's going online, which is critical, that they've not been able to really see how the full system will function online.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So there's been a call to action among private philanthropy. You know, national funders have really unified around this cause. Our own community foundation industry has really requested that we step up as leaders and in our communities. And that is because community foundations really are this place-based strategy to connect with two of the populations that are going to be affected. So nonprofit organizations who will feel the strain if these federal dollars don't come in, mm-hmm. and also donors and philanthropists who really care about their community. And the census is basically going to hit every single issue that any of our, you know, philanthropists really care about.
Wow. That's a major challenge to try and fill that void and or to supplement as best possible.
Right. And that's why we're really doing this, is because with our discretionary strategies, we are really trying to be proactive. We'd much rather, fund a get out the count campaign than have to try to fill these gaps at a later date, which we could actually never really do adequately.
Yeah. Let's talk about the get the count out, or however you just pronounce it. Said that, but there's a regional complete count committee, and there's some other count committees within the region. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I've always been amazed at is, you know, the Lehigh Valley is very giving, but sometimes we step on ourselves with doing multiple efforts in the same path. Mm-hmm. So how are you handling that, and what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so there is a regional complete count committee. It's co-chaired by the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. So our two organizations really came together because we are complementary. So the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission has a lot of great relationships with county at the county level and municipal level, and also with different economic sectors, whereas the Community Foundation has that connection with private philanthropy and nonprofits. So together, we're able to do this innovative cross-sector work of bringing everybody to the table to really look at this issue and work together in order to make an impact. The regional committee is working in coordination with five area complete count committees.
Okay.
And so those five complete count committees are Northampton County, Lehigh County, Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton.
Okay.
And we really view each of these complete count committees as essential to the effort, because they basically know their area and their geography the best. And so they're going to know the best strategies, and they're going to know the best people to bring to the table to really work on this. However, we want to make sure that we're being really efficient with the use of our funds and our time. So the regional committee's work is really to ensure that we're not tripping over each other, that we are working together, and that we're making coordinated requests, that we're not we're filling in the gaps, and we're making sure that we don't miss any territories. And so far, all of these different people who have been involved with this effort have really brought a lot of passion and resources to the table, and are doing such a wonderful job in coordinating. So we're thankful that there's all these different leaders that have really stepped up for the Census 2020 in our region.
How long ago was this mapped out? You guys have been working on this.
So actually in 2018, Bernie Story, our CEO and president, went to a lot of different community foundation gatherings. So we started talking about it. Then coming into the beginning of 2019, we started looking for other partners around the region. And then since the spring, really, we've been connecting with these different complete count committees across the region.
That's a lot of manpower, work, organization, despite the fact you have other responsibilities going on.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible. So part of what you just said about the partners on the regional level, there's also a partner program that you're having, a 2020 partner program that I saw in one of the flyers that lists, you know, like training and all that kind of stuff. Is that part of the overall count committee, or is that something separate?
Yeah, so in addition to our work with the regional complete count committee, we as a community foundation also recognize our important value in this space, which is basically working with nonprofit organizations in these specific hard-to-count areas. And so we've launched this initiative that has multiple components in order to be able to support the area's nonprofits. So the first thing is that we are funding and training nonprofit organizations. So far, we've had enough discretionary dollars that we've put our own money into to start. We've funded these four organizations across the Lehigh Valley. And basically, the grantees will be able to do their initiatives in these different communities to increase the count. And then we're also providing organizations with technical assistance and training.
Okay. So as far as an organization listening to this, are the grants already given out, or is there still time for somebody to apply for a grant if they feel like their area may be one of these underserved areas?
Well, so we started the Census Equity Fund, and we seeded it with our own funding, but we've also put out a call to action within our own fund holders, and we, you know, it's available for anybody to be able to contribute to support this work. So if we are able to raise additional dollars in this Census Equity Fund, then we would be able to grant more to more organizations across the Lehigh Valley to do this work. At the moment, we've had to be really strategic about who we're partnering with those organizations that we know will have the biggest impact in these hard-to-count areas. Okay. So we did not open it for application.
Okay.
However, nonprofit organizations can still be involved in a variety of ways. We are going to... One of the other things that we're doing as part of this initiative is that we are really partnering with others, and we're promoting and driving action. And so we're holding an awareness event and a training event with the Hispanic Center of the Lehigh Valley for their census equity event, or their Health Equity Census 2020 event.
Wow.
We're basically going to have nonprofits come to that event to be able to train them. So there's a variety of ways that nonprofits can be involved.
It can filter out.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's still more to talk about, listeners, so please stay on with us as we take our next break. My guests tonight are Megan Briggs, Director of Community Investments, and Erica Riddle Petrozelli, who is the Associate Vice President of Philanthropy at Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. This is Sally Hanlon for Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
If you've just tuned in, this is Sally Hanlon, and you're listening to WDIY 88.1's Lehigh Valley Discourse with our guests this evening, Megan Briggs, who's Director of Community Investments, and Erica Riddle Petrozelli, who is the Associate Vice President of Philanthropy for Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. And we're discussing the up-and-coming 2020 census, its importance to the Lehigh Valley, and ways that you may not realize that we're preparing for it here in the Lehigh Valley. At least the Lehigh Valley Community Fund has been hard at work at this for maybe a year and a half or so. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the 2020 partner program that they have and their census fund. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Erica and have her talk a little bit more about this so that you understand how you might be able to get involved if you have an organization that needs to get involved. Erica, could you help us out here with what's going on?
Yeah, sure. So some of the background, as a community foundation and in conversations with other community foundations and philanthropy across the country, we have identified five activities that really set a community up for success. And these are activities that we have taken on at the community foundation in partnership with some others. So the idea of funding, training, being a champion, making partnerships, and promoting the census. So we've built a strategy around those five core activities. And Megan has spoken to the funding and training piece a bit. And then we are continuing to look for partners, both partners in activity and partners in funding. And what that means is we're looking to our fellow funders, fellow foundations to join us in providing financial resources to nonprofits in this work, as well as individual philanthropists. We have established the Census Equity Fund to accept charitable gifts in support of the census. So we will work with the Complete Count committees and the community to deploy any charitable dollars in the Census Equity Fund to the areas where they'll have the most impact. So we, acting in the center of things with the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, can take a very wide look at the needs in the census world here and deploy the census equity dollars accordingly. And so we're looking for those partners in funding.
Okay.
And then we're also looking for the partners in activity. So if you're an individual and you want to get involved on the Complete Count committees, you know, we welcome you. Fill out the census, encourage your neighbors to fill out the census. Or if you're a business owner or a business and you want to get involved, there are ways to incorporate census messages into your current work. And so we encourage you to contact us, you know, talk about partnering in activity or partnering in funding.
Okay. All right. So literally, residential community, business community, municipal community, everybody can get involved in this and get behind the efforts to make sure we have a good head count for Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because it impacts everyone.
Yeah. Wow. It's quite an amazing effort when you think about it. And the fact that this is only the 23rd time that we've had the census done in the country just sort of amazes me. But when you talk about training, is the training basically training people how to take the census, how to do the surveys? What kind of training is involved?
So we are planning on doing training in a couple ways. So we are going to provide training and technical assistance to our four grantees that have a larger grant for this initiative. And we are hoping to work with Keystone Counts, which is a statewide initiative that works and trains nonprofits around the census. What we're training people on is really about how to do that civic engagement and community outreach piece.
Okay.
And so how to really connect with their neighbors around the importance of the census and what messages will really resonate with community members. And based on their demographics, maybe people would want to lead with a certain message or a different message. So that's one of the trainings that we're going to do. We're hoping also to have enough resources to be able to train everybody that's really serving on the Complete Count committees on you know, some of the things that you talked about. So how to fill out the surveys, technical issues, who to refer them to, some of this community outreach piece as well. So there's a variety of ways.
Wow. It seems like the whole community really needs to be in sync, which is exactly what you and Lehigh Valley Planning Commission is trying to do. I can sort of see that there may be some challenges from that overall coordinating committee with mm-hmm. people trying to go their own way to grab their own sort of presence within this effort. But I admire and hats off to Lehigh Valley Planning Commission for being so proactive in mm-hmm. this venture. I mean, it's just really incredible. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Census Fund in case we have any potential donors, mm-hmm. Erica, that want to give to the Census Fund. From a donor perspective, I mean, this is not your typical investment. You know, you're not going
right.
to get a dollar return on it, but what you may get is something even more beneficial, I think.
Right. Well, it is a charitable gift, so there won't be a financial return on right. an investment, of course. There is a tax deduction available if that's applicable to you. But really, it's an investment in the future. So planning today for promoting a complete count and encouraging a complete count will allow individual donors to invest their charitable dollars in the future with more impact. Right. So again, not filling that federal gap, but actually investing in innovation or investing in other programs that are really moving the needle and not necessarily just filling the federal gap. And so investing today is really investing in the future.
Do you foresee that the census fund is going to continue beyond the survey time frame? Is this something that's going to become an integral part of the community foundation's offerings?
Well, it happens every 10 years, right? So I think that it's dollars that are needed really today. I would say in the next 6 months for us to deploy and distribute into the community so that we can make sure that the 2020 count is as accurate as possible. And so I don't think it'll be open much longer than that. Now, whether we move into more initiatives in the civic engagement realm, I think is still to be determined. But the Census Equity Fund really is for actions today.
Yeah. Okay, so that it has a beginning and an end to it. And, and hopefully it has a good ending to it. And we don't have to use all of our charitable dollars to fill gaps going forward.
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay. So you had mentioned early on that, Megan, that there is another aspect of what Community Foundation is doing right now. Efforts
the
to
nonprofit
engage.
Effectiveness?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yes. So when we've been in this sort of transitional phase with our discretionary dollars for the past couple years. And before we entered into this transitional phase, part of that was doing a lot of research about what are the real needs of the community, mm-hmm. and then also looking at trends that are happening nationally with grant making. And what we really identified was that while there were certainly capacity building services being that were happening in the Lehigh Valley, that there were actually no tangible funds and dollars to really help organizations look within their own organization and figure out what are those things that we really need to work on in order to become a more efficient organization.
Okay.
So that could be anything from board development, staff development, technology, a whole wide range of things to look at within their own organizations. So we started granting dollars to organizations to really work on a project and concentrate on that for a whole year in order to, and what we really wanted to fund was sort of these transformational projects, something that really has been a barrier for their organization in order to kind of grow and thrive. So we've funded 10 organizations over the past year. A part of this pilot is also that we're doing an intense evaluation to look at what the impact is. And it's not only these dollars that we're funding, we're also convening these 10 organizations. So we've had what we're calling communities of practice throughout the grant cycle. So we've had we're going to have four sessions by December that focus on different capacity building issues throughout the cycle. And that in that way, we can bring executive directors together to really connect and talk about some of the barriers that are common throughout the sector.
Yeah, I think that's probably an extremely worthwhile venture as well. Mm-hmm. Having been on a number of boards, I mean, one of the challenges is how do you make your organization the ones that people want to volunteer for and become a part of? Because everybody's discretionary time seems to be so much less these days than it was maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have the sort of the wealth or the deep teams of individuals wanting to be on your boards participating with the knowledge that you need to have. So, wow, that's how does one, I mean, you have this 10 groups, so are you going to come up with a survey results or a summary of everything so that other organizations that maybe couldn't participate in this will have an idea of what they might be able to do?
Yes, we are we have done an intense evaluation throughout this whole cycle. So we've had these organizations participate in like a pre and post survey,
okay,
and focus groups, as well as each organization took an assessment. So their board members, their leadership staff, and also the direct service staff all took this organizational assessment to pinpoint, you know, some of the areas that they'd like to strengthen, and also identifying what areas they're already really progressing in. So we now have a set of baseline data to look at, you know, what does capacity building really look like in the Lehigh Valley. So we've basically gathered all these different data points throughout the cycle. We'll combine them into a final report, and we'll be publishing that both for the nonprofits that have participated in this cycle, but then also just broadly to share our knowledge about what we've really learned in this cycle.
Okay. And getting the information from the census will help us understand where our deficits may be if we don't get our full count. You have a sort of an idea of what we need and where we're going and whatever, but if we don't have the dollars, especially for those government-related programs that these organizations need, that's our deficit, and that's
right
what we've got to address as a community in one way, shape, or another.
Right. If these organizations do not receive federal funding, or the area doesn't receive federal funding, it's really going to set our nonprofits back, and so that they will not be able to move forward.
Yeah. You have gotten a lot of information about the 2020 census and what's coming up and the importance of it, but I just want to go over a few things with you, points that we made earlier in case you just tuned in, and that is sort of the cause and the effect. What happens if this is not reported correctly? What happens if we have multiple organizations sort of going different ways with doing the census? This is sort of where Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and Lehigh Valley Community Foundation have come together to help us. So, Erica, if you just want to again sort of state the role that the Community Foundation has that you opened up with, and mm-hmm. so that we can sort of tie this all together as to the importance of this information.
Right. So as a community foundation, we take a lot of pride as a connector in the community, so connecting our donors to causes that matter. And some of those causes are ones that we've identified in the community through our leadership and our knowledge as being important and perhaps unfunded. And so the census is one of those causes. You know, the census is a zero-sum game. That's
right.
What we say at the office. States are, in essence, competing for these federal dollars and for representation in Congress. And so Pennsylvania needs to do its part, and the Lehigh Valley needs to do its part to ensure a complete count. And so we're dedicating financial resources and staff time to promoting the count in the Lehigh Valley, funding and training nonprofits to connect with their communities. We're championing the effort, and we're looking for partners in activity and partners in funding. So if you're an interested donor or an interested business, please contact us, and we'd love to share information about our Census Equity Fund and some other activities where you can get involved.
Okay. All right. And the website is, they can go online and make contributions, correct?
That's correct. So www.lvcfoundation.org.
Okay. And there's an amazing list of all the programs and everything that the Community Foundation is participating in there and offers our community. And I know for the 50th, I was amazed at the scope of programs that the Community Foundation was supporting it mm-hmm. here in our valley. You don't realize, you know, sort of where that little effort comes to make things happen. And mm-hmm. I think that's where you guys, you know, plant the seed and help water it so that it grows into something that becomes very beneficial
yeah.
for our community. Megan, if you had something, you're so well versed in this census, you probably go to sleep with it on your mm-hmm. your mind, but if there was something really important that you wanted to make sure listeners understood about this census, or about, you know, the information that you've picked up as you've been researching and working with these committees and what their concerns are, what would that be?
Well, I think what's most important is that we really need each and every person's voice to be heard in this census. And, you know, a lot of people might be a little bit, you know, not really wanting to participate given a lot of the controversy surrounding the census. But we're not saying that the census is perfect, but we're saying that your voice really, really matters in this issue, and that you can work alongside us to participate, and that you can also be that change that you want to see. So this civic engagement Census 2020 initiative is really about connecting with each person living in the Lehigh Valley to make sure that they are heard and counted in the Census 2020.
Okay. All right. And listeners, remember, this is a 10-year sentence that we have, you know, so that if we don't get it right or we miss the mark, you know, we've got to wait another 10 years till 2030 for this to happen. And I certainly won't be on Lehigh Valley Discourse at that time. but we're going to wrap this show up. And I really want to say thank you so much to Megan Briggs of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. She's the Director of Community Investments, so she's doing more than 2020 census. And Erica Riddle Petrozelli, who is the Associate Vice President of Philanthropy of the Foundation as well. I want to thank you both for taking the time to share with our listeners tonight the importance of this and the role that Lehigh Valley Community Foundation is playing along with Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. So thank you both for taking the time to share that with us. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us tonight and learning more about the 2020 census. This is Sally Hanlon for Lehigh Valley Discourse.